Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Take us through. We're dependent
on you. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, help we know, Lord. We come to you, Lord. You are our very present help. We need you right now, Lord. For without you, we can do nothing. We need a touch from you, Lord. We need strength right now, Lord. Send down your anointing, oh Lord. Touch our souls, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus, to do your will, to minister thy word. Help us the word of God. Help us, oh Lord, to tell them your goodness, to tell them your mercies. Help us, Jesus, to project the true word of God. We know you're able, Jesus. Your word is truth, and we stand on your word. Have mercy today, Lord. Look on the souls of men, those who want to be saved, those who want to make a change, those who have trouble in their lives. Touch them right now, Lord. We know thou art able. We know that thou art a deliverer. Touch, Lord, with your finger of love. Have mercy, Jesus. Be merciful, Lord. We need thy mercy, Jesus. Oh, my God, touch, Lord. Say to the uttermost, go out of thy spirit. Send your anointing, oh, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord. Help today, Jesus. We want you to go into the hospital. Touch the souls that are suffering, those who can't breathe, those who are suffering from the COVID virus. I pray for mercy. Have mercy today. Touch them right now. Deliver the souls of men, those who are suffering from cancer and all manner of diseases. Touch right now, Lord. We know you're able to deliver. We know you're a mighty God. You got all power in your hand. You can do everything. Heal, Jesus. Deliver, Lord.
Right now, Jesus,
we're dependent on you. please help us, oh Lord, help us. To die.
Thank you.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank Jesus,
Thank you, Jesus. you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless
thank
your name,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
you.
Power to do this thing to stop you.
But we believe God. We believe his word. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I don't care what Satan tries. Sometimes he try to stop you. He try to bring up something in your path to try to stop you from doing the will of God. He gives a spear. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, God, he's got all power in his hand. And he gave us, the people of God, power to tread on serpents and over scorpions. Scorpions are poisonous. Hallelujah. And if they bite you, and if you don't get someplace to a hospital somewhere, glory to God, you will die.
Yeah.
God has given us power. Scorpions.
Yes.
And over serpents. And over all. He said all.
Oh.
Power of the enemy.
Oh.
Oh. So we got this power. Thank you, Jesus. We ought to use the power that God has given us and use it to rebuke the devil and tell him to lose it in the name of Jesus. Oh, I say God is good and he is real. He can do everything.
Amen.
Does all things. And the thing that he does it well. Glory to God. We don't have to be afraid of the devil. We don't have to be afraid of what he's doing. It's all he does.
Amen.
To set me apart. To try to stop us.
Amen.
But if God be for us, who can be against us?
Who?
Paul said, I'm persuaded that none of these things shall be able to stop me. I'm persuaded that none of these things shall be able to move me from the love of Christ. Hallelujah. Nor height.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how high you go. Glory to God. Somebody said, I don't care how high a bird flies. He got to come down. Hallelujah. And the word of God said that he has to come down. Glory to God. Set yourself high up on a hill, but you got to come down to God one day. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is real. And I take him at his word. I know he cannot fail, and he cannot lie. And he will do everything he said he will do. He is not a liar like man. Man will lie. He is not a liar. Cannot lie. He keeps his word. Whatever he says, he keeps his word. And he will prove himself. He will manifest himself. And
yes, he will.
And the Spirit of God, you, that Spirit of God that's in you, will witness. Spirit of God that's in another individual, it'll be a witness there that they are the children of God.
Amen.
God, I say, the Lord is so good. I didn't know that he was going to take over like this.
Thank
but
you.
I'm letting him have his way because he's real.
Yeah.
He's blessed. And if I myself, I would go somewhere and sit on that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because that's the type of person I am. If God don't say it, if he don't get me to say, I'll just sit on down. Just like the rest of the people. Sit down.
Mm-hmm.
When the Holy Ghost take control and God's Spirit begin to move, God knows I have to get up.
Now,
what does said the Lord? So I'm not worried about what Satan is saying, what he is doing, how he's cutting up. Glory to God. I tell you, we're living in last days. We're living in terrible times.
Yes,
the Bible said that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Glory to God, that's what's happening right now. The love of many is waxing cold. And the Bible says the brother will be betrayed, the brother. Oh, Lord, they'll take you up before magistrates. That word of God is right, and it's telling us what is going to be. Pestilence in diverse places. So many pestilence. And a pestilence can be anything.
That's right.
This body, illnesses, sicknesses, all these things. Talk about it in the last days. And that's what's happening right now. All these pandemics. People are dying. And people are got so much hatred in them. They can't even love like they used to love. They used to love the people of God. Now that hatred has crept in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People treating them all kinds of evil ways, mean ways, hateful. Oh, my Lord, thank you, Jesus. Trouble. We are living in terrible times. But I tell you, God, he's yet real, and he's able to take us through if we just hold on to the word of God and do what thus saith the Lord and let him have his way. God will take us through. If we just hold to that word, on the word of God, the Bible says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Don't let that bondage come back on you, but hold fast in that liberty. See, the Lord made us free. He made us free. He brought us out of sin. And therefore, we have to stand in that liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. He made us in his own image, like unto him. And we got to hold fast to what he has done, for what God delivered us from. Thank you, Jesus. If the Lord delivered you and truly delivered you, I want to say to you today, you hold fast to what God has done. Don't be entangled with that. Don't go back into the world, but stay with the Lord. I don't care what happened in your life. Stay with the Lord, because sometimes things come in our lives to try to turn us around and make us go back. Sometimes Satan try to overpower us.
Yes.
Let's face it. Not as strong as we think we are sometimes. And Satan do slip in on us and try to put these burdens and things on us. But stand fast. Stand out there. Stay with the Lord. Stay right there. If you have to go back and wait on God, wait right there. Ain't no harm in waiting on the Lord. There's no harm in staying right there. There's no harm in trusting in the Lord, because the Lord is our help, and he will come to our rescue. The Bible says, ain't that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Glory to God. If we wait on God, we'll be able to walk and go through this life without being weary, tired. Hallelujah. Of serving the Lord. Oh, yes, this natural body gets tired. But God is in us. You won't get tired of serving the Lord. You won't get tired of living for the Lord. I heard David when he said, wait, I say, upon the Lord. Don't wait on me. Don't wait on man. Don't wait on your loved ones. But stay right there and wait on God. And he will deliver. David said, this poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. God delivered him because he waited. Sometimes we have to wait upon the Lord. But if we wait, God will come and he will deliver because he sees that we are trusting in him. He sees that we are determined and we are waiting and we believe that he will deliver. He will come and come back right early. I thank God because he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation when we are going through it. Jesus is right there with us. He's gone through it. Hallelujah. He'll take us right on through because we are trusting in him. And God keeps his word just like he said. He said, wait, I say, on the Lord. And he will deliver. I'm glorifying God and thanking him for what he has done, for what he's going to do, because he's a God of his word. He cannot fail, cannot lie. All we have to do is stay in prayer. We have to stay right there. Continue to pray when it seems like nothing is happening, when it seems like we're not going to make it through, but we stay right there and pray anyway. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4 and 12, he said, being reviled, we bless. Hallelujah. We are being reviled. Some of them call themselves brethren. Hallelujah. They revile. Hallelujah. They say all manner of evil. They say all kinds of things that is not according to God and the word of God. But that's all right. We being reviled. We bless the Lord. I bless the Lord.
Yes.
And I glorify his name for what he has done. God is good. He's good today. Hallelujah. We're being persecuted, but we go right on through it. We put up with it. We go through it. The Bible says persecuted, we suffer it. Hallelujah. Being defamed. Glory to God. The devil will defame your name. And he'll make out like you are nothing. But that's all right. He'll say all kinds of defamatory things against you. But that's all right. Let him go ahead. We in defame. We entreat. Glory to God. We don't rile back up. But we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world. Glory to God. Will look at you and turn their nose up at you, turn their lips down at you. But that's all right. That's all right. We are made as the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all things unto this day for our light afflictions, which is but for a moment. These are light afflictions compared to what Jesus went through. Jesus suffered, and he went through his test and trials. They reviled against him. They defamed his name. They said he said he was the Son of God, and he was the King of the Jews. Lord, they said all manner of evil against Jesus. Oh, Lord. They said, in other words, that Jesus, they tried to portray that he was not the Son of God. Said, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross and save us and yourself. But they didn't realize that Jesus came into the world to save a wretch like you and I, and to save the thief that was hanging on the cross. But Jesus, he didn't try to defend himself. He didn't say a murmuring word. Glory to God. But the thief that repented, God had mercy on him. And he said, this day, shalt thou be with me in paradise. I that's the kind of God we serve. For our light affliction, we going through affliction, but these are light afflictions compared to what Jesus went through, which is but for a moment. It's just for a moment. The word of God lets us know that one day with the Lord is as a thousand, and a thousand years is as one day. But our light affliction is for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I tell you, that's what I want. I want to make it into the kingdom of God. I want to make it to that city that Jesus went and prepared for me. I want to make it through the beautiful gate. Lord, help me to stand. Lord, help me to make this journey. I want to be able. I want to be able to be in faith and meet. I don't want my soul to be lost. Glory to God. I'm running for my life. I'm seeking to try to please my God, the one that died for me, the one that gave his life. He gave his blood for a wretch and a sinner like you and I. We didn't deserve nothing but death. Oh, my God, we are nothing without God. Without God, we can do nothing. So we might as well come before the Lord and let him know that we need him. We can't make it without. I just thank God for all that he has done for me. We got to learn to go to God in prayer. Go to God. Get an answer. I don't care what's happening. Satan working all kinds of things, all kinds of deceit, all kinds of evilness. And he's putting these afflictions on the people of God. We are being persecuted. We are being afflicted. We are being defamed about. We are suffering it. But the Lord, don't take it to no one else. Don't take it to your brother. Don't take it to your sister.
Amen.
But take it to the Lord. He will work it out.
To the Lord.
Take it to him and wait on him. And see when God works it. See when he fixes it. See when he do it for you. Glory to God. I thank God. I tell you, my soul is stirred up. And I could go on and on. But I realize my time is running out of here.
Go ahead.
The Lord was going to take over like he did. But I'm glad about it. I'm glad that the Lord had blessed my soul. That the Lord had touched me. Thank you, Jesus. He touched me. He touched me. Glory to God. And the songwriter said, I've been touched by the hand of the Lord. Glory to God. When the Lord touches you, you will feel better. You'll feel like thriving and going forward in the Lord. When the Lord touches you, you feel like working. You feel like doing whatever God says do. When the Lord touches you, hallelujah, you'll gain strength and encouragement to go on a little further in the Lord. Somebody wrote a song, said, I believe I'll go a little further with the Lord.
Because it's in them.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, we need to be fed. The people of God needs to be fed. Do you know that there's people out there who hear the word of God? Some of the shepherds are leading them in a wrong way, leading them astray. And they don't, some of them don't even want to go to the house of God because of some of the things shepherds, called shepherds, doing and saying. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear the word of God, something that's going to help them to be able to sustain them, help them to endure. They already going through a lot. Most of the things that they're going through. So we got to learn, especially leaders. If you're a leader, you're supposed to lead the flock. Feed the flock. One black one, one brown one, and all the rest of them in white. You got to treat them all the same.
Amen.
Right. You respect the person. You have respect the person. You stand and you sing. Because God don't have no respect for praise. No, he doesn't. Two people can do the same thing. Two people can sin, but they'll say one is saved and the other one ain't. Devil is a lie. If they both sin, they sin. God we serve, forgiving God, and he can forgive them. That's why he died. And the Bible said if any man sin, he has an advocate. He got somebody that will advocate for him. You can go to him. Yes. Hey. And God can forgive them. So are you.
No.
Jesus. How many times did you do wrong? I tell you, we are living in the last days, and people got their stuff mixed. Somebody said he got more stuff in them than the church. And it's true. Some people got so much stuff in them, they just can't get it right. That's all right. You got some. The Bible says, still talking. See? Behind the walls. Doors. There's also son of man, the children of thy people, still against thee. By the walls. In the doors of the houses and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, I pray you hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, they and they hear their word. They will not with their mouth much love, but their heart. That's what the word of God says. That heart is deceitful, absolutely wicked. He knows it. God knows it. He knows it. Fool him. And they're fool God. So I just thank God for his word and for how he took over. I tell you the truth. God's word is all right. His spirit. All right.
Amen.
I have to feel the spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
You sing a song that who wouldn't serve a God like this? Boom. Lord, have mercy. A God that can raise the dead, heal the sick, forgive sins, right out of transgression. Remember no more. Who wouldn't serve? He makes a way out of no way. Open up a
God, I'm coming on in, coming on in. Because God is so good. And at times I'm going to turn this part of the service over into the hands of that is happening. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wherever you are,
yes,
right
Lord.
Now, where you're
yes.
going to be and giving
Thank
God
you.
A praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
protected you.
Yes.
You will not be found there when the word comes back around. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. That word surely went forth. Fullness. This is the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so glad.
Yes, Lord.
That God did what he did on today on the Pastor Sheila Hamilton show. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all about God. Not about us.
Amen.
Not about anyone.
Amen.
But to God. Hallelujah. Praise
God.
Thank God for using Evangelist May the way he did. Praise the Lord. Just thank God for you tuning in. And I believe that everyone listening should have gotten a blessing through this broadcast this afternoon. Oh, praise God. That word is still stirring my soul. It's still stirring my heart.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. The Lord, he touched me.
Thank you.
He touched me like
were saying, thank you, that he was, that she was, and then coming to saying that there was something in the word today for every person. And I felt like there was something in the word for every part of our lives. I mean, it touched me in ways I was smiling and laughing. I cried. I was in deep thought. It just, like, in different, you know, I don't want to be like that turkey that has that stuff in them. You know, I want that stuff out of me.
Yes.
If there's anything that's not like God,
yes,
you know, we ought to ask God to take it out. And like she began to talk about, you know, we have to be, we can't let these things separate us from God. You know, Jesus, he's soon to come back.
Amen.
We don't have time. We don't have time to let these light up us from God. Enjoyed it. I mean, like,
amen.
Oh, man. Said, yeah, that was a buffet right there. And it was a little bit of something. He could just take it. I mean, it was good. It was good. I in the way of announcement, you know, you can tune in every Sunday and Friday by calling. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry. The 319.
We can find you. Let the Lord have me.
763. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, God, he moved. He moved in a great and mighty way.
Yes,
you know, I thank God for the spirit. It's the of God, the anointing of God. That's what destroys the yoke. The anointing
yes,
of God.
Yes,
like he
yes,
talked about, you know, there are different
yes,
pastors and different preachers. They might give out things, you know, they're preaching prosperity. They're preaching what people want to hear, what they think people want to hear.
Yes.
When God sends his word, and I mean, oh, it's so
yes,
deep and so beautiful. And it feeds your soul. It nourishes your soul.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
If you want to go back and hear this message,
thank
you,
Jesus,
I encourage you to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, Title One School. Email us, prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Do you remember all the souls on the prayer list? We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Tanner family and all the souls on the prayer list. I take this word in. Take it in. Let it take you through the week. This has been a very beautiful broadcast, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it. Thank God for it. That's what it is, be anointed. I tell you that, anointed. I feel good,
yes,
and I thank God for God, you are letting yourself for letting the Lord have his way in your life. You keep on letting him have his way. No matter who says what, you know, this God bless that this forum is here, that people can be preached in its fullness. Nothing watered down, like Ben
yes,
said, that pure, unadulterated gospel. And when I was a child,
yes,
you know, I would hear that word, unadulterated. Like, what does that word mean? It's nothing in it. There's no fillers. It's pure. And I think
yes,
this
one,
it was
yes,
today.
Yes.
You keep on preaching.
Thank you, Jesus.
You both be encouraged. Keep on praying. Appreciate the Lord. Let the Lord have his way in your life. God is being glorified, and I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I get up and I receive it. I tell you, I God the glory. I thank him
yes,
for everything. Very much
yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord God. Just the spirit of prayer. So when he began to pray, all kinds of yokes began to just break. He was destroying you.
Thank
you. Yes, the spirit of prayer. And through that, that anointing came and destroyed the yoke. The old lady be to God. I tell you, God did something so great, so mighty. We don't even know what all God did during the prayer and the word that came forth. But I tell you, God is right now moving by his spirit. Oh, praise be to God. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank God. I thank God. I can't thank him enough. I just want to keep on thanking him. Oh, praise be to God, because I can yet feel the move of God. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I want to encourage you and say, continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. Let him move. Let him use you. Whatever he wants you to do, just do. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to turn it back over to you for final words. If you have anything else you'd like to say, God bless you. Oh, I could say a whole lot more, but I tell you, oh, Lord, glory, glory. Yes, Lord, thank you. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we got to stop. We got to stop shooting. Come on. Stop shooting. Yes. Devil.
people of God are trying, you know, soul that's trying to do what's right, trying to live right, sacrificing, denying them, and they trying to do what's right. Why are you going to shoot them? Just like a man being out there by shoddy, pleading for his life, and no mercy on him. He shot him anyway until he killed him. You know, the devil, that's the way the devil is. He'll shoot at you. He don't care. He'll shoot at you. And for minute things, they're shooting you for. Minute, they can be hit or rectified. Why do you want to kill them anyway? You can kill them with your tongue. You can kill them with words. Disencouraging people. These are the people of God. They should be encouraged.
Yes.
I was extending the things which remain.
Amen.
That's
Lord,
have mercy.
Lord,
but help us, amen. Just help us, amen, to feed the flock of God.
Amen.
To feed them. Feed my sheep.
Yes.
Peter, thou me more than thee. Feed my sheep. He told him to feed them. He didn't tell them to kill them. He didn't tell them to shoot them. He didn't tell them to take a spear and kill them. He didn't tell them to take an arch and shoot them. No. But he said, feed my sheep. We are his sheep, the sheep of his pasture.
Amen.
That's what we as leaders, ministers should be doing and leading them.
So I just thank God for his word. I'm coming in because that's another message. But I thank God for this broadcast and for Vanya Sameen and how she projects the word of God. That's one thing I said. She did just the word of God. And I just thank God for how he took over this prayer. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming to you, man. This could be different. You could have went on, man.
That's right.
Yeah. I believe the Lord got all of us stirred up.
Yeah.
I believe all of us feel like going forward.
Yes.
That's what it is. When the Lord stop by and touch your soul and bless you, you feel like you can run through troops and leap over high buildings.
Amen. I just thank God. Thank God.
Lord God, feel like we could take on them giants.
But, yeah. We thank God for his word and for his anointing. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. We encourage each and every one of you that was listening in on today, the word of God, and will bless your soul. Thank the Lord for your blessing to the hands of broadcast and back into the hands of the one which should have you.
Amen. Praise be to God. We truly thank God for the speaker of the hour. And it is the Lord who spoke to us and let us receive his word and let us take it in. And he used his vessel that he chose to speak to us on today. And I thank God for her willingness and his yield to the will of God. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for you. And we thank you for your patience, for your support, for all your prayers. And we truly pray for you that God will continue to bless you, that God will do great things in your life. And I want to encourage you to tell what God has done for you. Don't keep it to yourself, but share it. Tell someone what the Lord has done for you. Praise the Lord. And we do thank the Lord for this broadcast on this afternoon. Praise God. We look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, which will be streaming live our 43rd National Pentecostal Minister Alliance coming up on Friday, August 6th. Praise the Lord at 7 p.m. If
if it be the Lord's will.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And this was a broadcast that was already recorded, so we brought that back on, and that was last year. But our next recording will be on Friday, this coming Friday, October the 12th, I believe, or 13th, at 7 p.m. And we do thank you for tuning in to our broadcast.
14.
We pray that you were blessed, the 14th, October the 14th, and we pray that you were blessed. Right now, we are currently in our 60th Convocational Revival, and tonight will be the climax in service. If you desire to tune in, we have the phone number that you to call, and that number is 508-924-2348, and the service is being held in person at our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. If you're in the area, certainly stop by and be blessed. Amen. Praise God. And again, you are welcome to use the call-in line, the teleconference line tonight. And if you desire to see the service, we can actually see the service. We would need to have your text number or email address if you want to send that to Prayer Works Ministry. What's that email address, Evangelist Khadija?
The number 100 at gmail.com.
Amen. You can send your email address to that email, and we will send the link to you, and you can actually see the service live while it's going on. So we thank God for it. Anything else I need to mention?
I think
that's it. And we thank the Lord for all things. And once again, we thank God for your prayers and for your support. We ask you to continue to pray for us. Until the next time, let us keep our minds on the Lord, and may God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.